If you ever want to get some good advice on how to make $1 million, don't go down to Skid Row and get your instructions from some beggar sitting there with a tin cup in his hand. I know that sounds like something no one would need to be told, but that's the picture of a Christian who tries to find joy or satisfaction in life by following the devil. God is your victory. Jesus is the one who triumphed. So if we want to learn how to live in victory, we can't go to the devil, who is a defeated foe. We must go to the one who is victorious, namely, Jesus himself. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, victory in Jesus. Satan at one time had been in the very presence of God, enjoying the splendors of heaven, but he tried to rebel against God and soon found himself crawling on his belly, eating the dust of the earth. He knew from personal experience that going the way of sin and rebellion only leads to disaster. The Bible says, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." Drawn away from what? From God. When we're drawn away from God, from his presence, his fellowship, and his word, we are drawn away into our own lusts and thus are tempted. There are two words that are keys to victory, life and death. Romans chapter 6 is one of the great chapters on victory in the Christian life, and there these two words are prominent. Romans 6:2 is an example. God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? The teaching is clear. We are to live no longer in sin. Romans 6:12 says, "Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof." Sin must not reign. It may remain as an outlaw remains in the land, making an occasional strike and doing occasional damage, but it must not reign. The second aspect of victory is to be alive unto God, to walk in newness of life. As Christians, we learn to walk by new rules, choosing new paths toward new goals, walking with new companions, as we maintain a close fellowship with the Lord through prayer and the Word of God. A daily time alone with the Lord early in the morning can help us be alive unto God all through the day. In addition to daily fellowship, there must be a daily yielding of my life to God. Most of the troublesome issues of life that vex the Christian are not settled once and for all. For that reason, the Apostle Paul says, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace." So we yield ourselves not as conquerors to a victor, but as eager students to an all-wise teacher. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Victory does not come through reliance on our fleshly desires, deceitful hearts, human reason, or the subtle suggestions of Satan. The Bible says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." May God bless you as you trust God himself for victory.